A strip club. That's right. Enticing, mysterious, and full of surprises. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about on Lust Academy.
There's
nothing like the strip club, right? I mean, this is like a Harry Potter and the Magician's Theme game, and all of a sudden, boom, we're in a strip club, and there's Adele.
Adele?
Yeah.
Is she rolling in the deep?
I don't know. Enticing, mysterious, and full of surprises. I can imagine. A lot of people would kill to see your private show. But I'd rather have you pay than kill someone. Alright. No killing today. This place looks very promising. These stairs lead to our private VIP lounge. A VIP lounge? What makes it so special? Oh, you're sweet. I guess Lucy isn't the only naive one here tonight. Believe me, it's a world of possibilities for our more generous patrons. Pleasurable possibilities. If this room could speak, well, our customers' fondest memories are all it would talk about. Many of my fondest memories as well. Do you spend any time up there yourself? With customers? Not usually, but for you, I might consider making an exception. I'll remember that. Anyway, if you want to watch a dance or go to a private room, you can come to me or head right over to the tables where the girls are dancing. Is that clear? Yes, absolutely. Great, then that concludes our tour. Thank you very much. Ah, one more thing. Come on, I'll show you our bar. Vanessa always treats new customers to a complimentary drink. Thank you. Well, beautiful woman and a free drink. Not bad at all. I love this place. Let's see what we have here. Ah, so here we are. Vanessa should be here any minute. By the way, I completely forgot to ask your name. Grim. Sorry, Grim, but I have to run. No rest for the wicked. See ya. I'll miss her company. But? Here comes a new challenger. So, what do we have here? Oh my. She looks devilish. Hello there. Don't be so nervous. What an unusual eye color. What makes you think I'm nervous? Oh, that's easy. I can feel your blood chilling. I know just what you need. You do? Yeah, my signature cocktail. What's in it? Everything you need and not a pinch of unnecessary information. Here you go. I can't figure out why, but this cocktail scares me. The drink. What am I, a pussy? Cheers.
It's a complimentary one.
Wow, that's not so bad. Wow.
What?
Oh!
Tastes like Borax.
I don't know what's going on. My insides feel like they're boiling and freezing at the same time. What happened? Is it too strong? I think I overestimated you. It's okay. What you're feeling won't last long. What's in this cocktail? Don't worry, handsome. You won't taste it anywhere else. It's normal for a living person to find the taste unusual. A living person? Mm-hmm. It's good. I nearly died from a sip, but she didn't bat an eye. Another round for me and my friends, baby. Ugh. Sorry, kid. Work's calling. It was nice meeting you. Isn't she gonna answer me? I'm on my way. What was in that cocktail? Who does that? Unbelievable. She's obviously not an ordinary bartender. Okay, I've had enough alcohol for one day. I don't even think that was alcohol. Okay, I've seen what this club has to offer. Guess all that's left is to figure out what I want to do. Tired of talking to Vanessa already, huh? If you're ready, there's one more place I'd like to show you. Sure thing. This place wasn't on the tour? Follow me. Where we're heading is a restricted place reserved for our elite guests. Oh! Oh, you know how to make a guy feel special. Thank you. Let's go upstairs, shall we? When she looks like this, I'm ready to do anything she wants me to do. Interesting setting. The most comfortable and secluded place in our club. Available only to VIP customers. What do customers usually do up here? That's up to the customer. You get to decide how you want to use this room, honey. There's cold champagne in this bucket, whiskey at the bar, and it's all for you. I didn't expect that kind of service from a small town club. I'm starting to like this place. So what's next? Choose a girl and spend some time with her. If everything goes right, she might offer to move the party to the VIP room. I see. Thanks for the tour and, well, everything. It was very informative. Ha ha ha. No problem, baby. Let's head back down to where all the action is. So, how do you like Lady Luck? It's impressive, but I have to study the local cuisine more to finish the evaluation. Well, let's start with one of two of our main courses, dear. Who will it be? Sadira or Lucy? Let's go with... Lucy... Is Lucy working tonight? For you, she will. Lucy will be here in a moment. Looks like she's waiting for some audience. Well, here I am. Well, let's see what Sadira looks like, guys. Let's look at the two. Oh, they don't let you go back. Okay, so you're kind of stuck with her. All right. Yeah, they had me locked, man. She looks so young, yet so experienced. She moves her hips like Shakira. Makes me want to speak Spanish, which is strange because Lucy sounds like a French name. She looks French and astonishing. I'll say that. Can't get by with covers like that on Marvel. Oh, yes. Show me that ass. She looks perfect. Just like that, baby. Let me have a good look. Let me see your pretty face again. When she looks at me like this, I feel like I'm the only man in the world. I wonder if they train them to look at men like that.
That's what women say.
Each time she leans towards me, I feel warmth. I think I've earned her attention. It's like she's coming to me. Hi there, handsome. Yeah, they definitely know how to work with a client. Hey, you look like you know how to have fun. But I see it in your eyes that you think too much. Just enjoy the view and don't think too much, all right? All right. Wow, she moves so natural. Are there people born with a natural talent for striptease? If so, she's surely one of them. Reminds me of when I had a lap dance. Hey, yes. What's your name, handsome? Call me Grim. I love how it sounds. I knew I'd like you. How so? You make me tremble when I look at you. I wonder what I'd feel when you touch me. We can find out. I love that. But we can't do that here. I see what you're talking about. Let's take this conversation to the VIP lounge. Oh, mon chéri. I'm all yours. Take me there, baby. You have to talk to Adele about booking me for the VIP lounge, baby. I'll be waiting for you. I adore how Lucy moves on the pole, but I hope there's something more on the menu. Wow, what a move. She's so sexy. Oh yes, that look again, like I'm the only man in the world. And those little breasts, breathtaking, just like that. She likes to touch her nipples. I can sense how turned on she gets each time she touches them.
Did she like to, or is that her job?
She's gonna take those off. It's about time. You're spoiling the moment here. Oh la la. Hello again. Do you like the show, baby? I'm not sure. Is that all you've got? Let's see how nice this place is to VIP customers. No, silly. It was just a warm-up, so she says. Was it? Sure. I'm here to make sure you're pleased. Just relax and enjoy it. She seems to be ready to take things to another level. I like this attitude. Now we're going to have some fun. What do you want to do today, honey? I'm going to save. I'm going closer to that, but I think I'm going to go, alright, we know what you're up to.
Are we doing strike one or?
Go on, baby. That's what I wanted to hear. Let's see what you've got here. Oh my, what a massive toy you have. I haven't played with one like this in a while. This is going to be fun.
Work that magic wand.
Oh wow, her hands are so soft. The way she uses them, she knows what to do. Do you like it? Oh, yes. Now, what you're seeing is technically illegal in strip clubs, but probably happens a lot.
Oh, it does.
Good girl. Go on. It's so big and tense. Just lean back and relax. Let me relieve your stress. I can't believe what she can do just with just her hands. None of my exes could do that. What European technique is that? Can you feel the stress receding? Oh, yeah. we got a picture mode.
Technology.
What is she doing? Her nipples are gently touching my dick. Your cock is throbbing so nicely, and I have very sensitive nipples. I couldn't help myself. It's okay, I like the feeling. Me too. It feels too good. I don't know how long I can hold on. I think I'm about to come. Then pour your seed all over me. Oh! Unbelievable! Ha ha ha. It's not over yet. Oh! Where do you keep that much? Hee hee hee. What can I say? Oh wow, it's still pulsating. You have so much energy, Grim. Tastes good. I'm looking forward to having some more fun time with you. Me too.
Come on, what? We didn't say it was over.
Well, that was interesting, but exhausting. I better go get some sleep.
Just like every other time.
It's getting really late and the club alley is only getting more crowded. Do people here even sleep? Oh, Main Street, on the other hand, is almost empty. But who's that strange creature? I'm almost sure he's watching my every step. The creature looks at me strangely. It's bugging me. I need to find out what it wants. Hey! Hey, man! You okay? I don't like this. He seems to be reaching out to me. I'll probably regret this. What kind of creature is this? Terrifying sight. Hey, is there anything I can do to help? Ah! What the hell, did it try to grab and eat me? I warn you, I'm a wizard. Ah, no, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Look what they did to me. Do you see? What the hell is going on? What is he doing? He looks like a lunatic. He also looks around to make sure we're alone. What do you want? I'm confused. Look, you're not one of them, are you? What are you talking about? What happened? I will, but promise, help. I hope I don't regret it. All right, I'll help. You really? You're a good man. Words are hard for me, talking. I need a potion to lift curses. Sabrina, do you know Miss Spellman? Something's going on. I'll talk to Sabrina and try to help. I'll be waiting. That was pretty weird. I had enough adventures for one night. I'm gonna sleep it off.
I'll help you, but later. I gotta take a nap.
Right. Not the most comfortable bed I've ever slept on. My back is aching. But it's okay, especially for free. Boy, they gave him a shitty mattress. I have only one more day here, so I better not waste time sitting in the room. Ah, what a nice breeze of fresh air. Now, what do I want to do first? Oh yes, I should probably go get that nectar for Elijah. Almost forgot about it. Where is Willow? I should probably ask Gordon. Gordon, hello. Come on in, boy. Pick out what you like. Come closer. So why are you here? Actually, I'm not here to see you this time. Can you get Willow? Heh, sure. Willow, baby. You have a visitor. Just a second. She's probably busy with something important. That's okay. I'll wait as long as it takes. Hi there. What the? But I was just... How did you get in here? Silly, have you forgotten that I'm a fairy? I didn't know fairies could sneak up on you like that. People just don't know how to pay attention to what's going on around them. Interesting opinion. Did you call me for something? You want me to find a magical artifact for you? I want to get the nectar of a dryad for Elijah Bloom. So you're Elijah's friend. Hold on one second. I'll be right there. Or? What? You want to see something cool? Sure I do. Then follow me. So what do you think? What do I think about what? A pile of books? A ladder? A trunk? Well, you really don't see anything? I'm telling you, people can't see everything around. People can't see anything around them. Your ability to sense magic is no match for ours. Look! Whoa! Wow! It's like I'm looking into the eyes of the cosmos. What the hell is that? A wormhole. A fairy portal that connects my grove to this world. Your grove? Sorry, I don't know anything about fairies. Oh, those people. I'm not surprised. You're obviously prejudiced against us. What makes you say that? I'll be right back. Wait, where are you going? Isn't that dangerous? Hee hee hee, you're so silly. Wait a minute. Who does that? And what kind of weird magic is this? It really is like distant galaxies. One thing's for sure, the chest doesn't seem to have a bottom. Well, how long do I have to wait here? Done. Hi there. You are so impatient. I just wanted to see what was going on. Here you go. What's that? What's what? Dryad nectar for your friend. How did you get it out of there? It's my grove. What is this grove of yours? Every fairy has a grove that is born and grows with her. My retreat. Like your own personal dimension? Cool. Can I see it? Huh? I'd show you, but it's very personal. Why? The fairies only invite their chosen ones into the grove. The ones they want to trust to pick their flower. Sorry, I didn't mean...
Oh, well, if you want me to pick their flower...
It's okay. I'm just fooling around with you, Grim. You're cute. Tell Aja I said hi. Wait! She's so nimble. Okay, the main thing is that the job is done. I just need to bring this bottle to Elijah back in Cordale. By the way, I did a tour with Elijah, and one of the fucking options was check out his ass, which I said no.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. My back still hurts. Shit. Maybe a massage will ease the pain. Let's check out the massage parlor Elijah has told me about. Uh-oh. Oh, hold up.
I guess I can check this out. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's the... No. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What an interesting design. Hi. Welcome to... Oh, and she's got freckles.
Yeah.
Welcome to Whistley Spa and Massage.
Most do.
Yep. I'm Jill Whistley. Wow, so you're the owner? It's a family business. It's like that in Dale almost everywhere. It's an interesting feature. How may I address you? You can address me any way you like. My name is Grim. Grim, what a beautiful name. Yeah, it's kind of ordinary. How can I help you, Grim? I'm just looking around. I wanted to see what services are available here. Ta-da! Our family practices many kinds of massages. Whistley Salon is known throughout the area. Each massage is individually tailored to the client's needs. Wow, that sounds really great. Last time I had a massage was at training camp before the Yellow Jackets game, when I got injured. Oh, so you're an athlete? Former. Then you should try our massages. Your muscles are more demanding than the average person. They need special care. I wouldn't say no to her care.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to try your famous massage. Yay, yay, yay. I'm sure you'll love it. Go through that door over there and get ready. The massage therapist will be right with you. Thank you. What a nice vibe, and it smells incredible.
Watch it be a dude.
But who's gonna massage me? What am I supposed to do? Is there a bell? Excuse me, is there someone here? What? What should I do? Oh, excuse me, I'm on the way. Take your clothes off and lie down. Face down. It isn't very comfortable to undress like this. Do I have to take all my clothes off? You can leave your underwear on if you're embarrassed. I don't have anything to be embarrassed about. Hi, I'm so sorry. Lost track of time while planning a Never mind. My name is Faith, and I'm happy to relieve you. What? You know, of your muscle pain. Your shoulders look stiff. It hurts. It hurts to see a beautiful body treated like this. It deserves some love. Your legs. You were a professional sportsman, weren't you? How do you know? It's easy to tell if someone was pushing his muscles to the limits. But don't worry, sweetie. I know how to treat a man. I swear to God, she's fooling around with me. Just relax and let me take your pain away. My leg, what's going on? It hurts. I know, but I feel how brave you are. How strong you are. I know you can take it.
It looks like she's sticking a finger in his butt.
I don't know if it's sexy or creepy. Uh-oh. Can it be both?
She turned on the light.
Are you comfortable? Yes, I guess. I swear I can feel her wet panties on my skin. That's an unusual position. You have such a broad back, there's no other way I can manage. What kind of salon is this?
The best kind of salon.
You're too tense. Ah, relax your shoulders. Ah, now, we'll give them a good... stretch them. Is it me, or is she vibrating there? Oh, yeah. What the hell is that? Is something wrong? Sorry, it's just... I can't get a feel for your chakras. Don't mind me. It's just a routine procedure. And that's it. That's it. That's it. The massage is over. Sorry, I have to run. It's very urgent. Wait a minute. Yeah, she's weird. She only made me more tense. She only made me tense, but she didn't make it any easier. Yeah, that was a strange massage. Is no one here? Wait, I think I hear something. Is someone cursing behind the wall? Are you crazy? You're embarrassing me in front of a new client. Pranks have limits, too. Come on, he's a young guy. I'm sure he liked everything. That's not the point. I'm going for a walk. Your angry face is freaking me out. Well, I better pretend I left earlier and didn't hear anything. I'll see what I can squeeze out of this situation next time. Why is it so dark outside? What time is it? Shit, I didn't know that massage would take so long. I need to hurry up. The boat to Cordell leaves soon. Oh, look, it's Grim. Hurry up. The boat's about to sail away. Phew, I almost missed it. I have to be more meticulous with time. That was an interesting trip. But 2 days are absolutely not enough. I guess I'll have to win another house competition just to come here again. Definitely makes you want to do that. Welcome back, students. Hope you enjoyed your trip. Now get to your campus and get a good sleep. By the way, this game has a battle mini game where you actually have to fight people, and it has a fishing mini game. Now get to your campus and get a good sleep. You need a lot of energy to study magic. Okay. Wow. So we finally... Oh, wow, there's... Sorry, not interested. Wife, model, artist. Lanhart for life. I didn't even know we had a phone. Always number one. Don't mess with me. All right. Sounds like a good idea. And while he's leaving, we'll finish up the last little bit of this, because I still have a couple more minutes on this, guys. And you guys deserve the full 30, or, you know, at least close enough. I feel strange vibrations coming from the painting. I wonder who could know anything about it. It moved, did you see it? Who am I talking to anyway? I'm here alone. I don't want to go to the corridor. I probably should sleep, though, right, guys? I don't know. I mean, I've played with this for a while. Oh, at first I wasn't sure what to sit at the table, but then I understood one thing. I'm the most delicious dish this place has. Oh, okay. Sometimes the walls of the room are so empty and boring that I can't resist decorating them with me for a photo. Is this okay? I mean, you did fuck her. Let's see. Really sure that is. Oh, that's okay. Obviously. Alright. Ashley. Oh, so this is his family too, don't forget. Alright. Pretty cool. I mean, Lustagram is what it's called. But that's the only thing he's got. He doesn't have any other apps. Kind of makes things easier, because a lot of the games now just have a phone full of apps, and some of them are just completely useless. Closed. I hope that wasn't a bathroom. I mean, I can walk out into the corridor, but there's nothing to do. Probably should just go to bed. Ring, ring. Oh, what a splitting headache. Damn alarm clock. Why can't I remember what happened yesterday? Wake up! Who? What the hell? Why am I in my room? Why can't I remember where I was? Definitely not here, though, right? Was it just a dream? No. It can't be. I was invited to study somewhere. I remember now. I got a letter. Yeah, that's right. I got a letter. How could I forget that? I almost never get anything in the mail. Usually I just get an email or a call if someone wants to get a hold of me. But snail mail? Almost never. I remember now. Samantha told me about a letter. Oh, I like how it has the name there. Cordell, a school for magic. Wait a minute. We have to be at the train station by noon. Shit, I'm gonna be late. I have to find Samantha. I hope she didn't leave without me. There she is. Samantha, hold up. What do you want? I didn't oversleep, did I? I just need 10 minutes to pack my suitcase. Can you call the cab? What? What do you want me to do? You want me to call you a cab? Do you want me to clean your room for you too? You don't have to do that. We're going to the academy together, right? By the way, did you get my letter from Olivia? Oh, that's what you mean. Ha ha, that academy. Did you actually fall for that little prank, really? Wait a minute, don't tell me. What a loser, I can't believe you fell for that. Ciao. How? It all seems so real. Maybe I really am a loser if I'm willing to believe in magic. Grim, get down here! Great, another fight with Dawn, just what I need right now. Better see what he wants. I'm coming! Why did you have to yell at me like that when you're standing here eating breakfast? Dawn, you wanted to see me? I wouldn't put it like that. Come here. It's not good. Did something happen? Tell me, do you remember our conversation the other day about the rent? Is he going to charge me again? Vaguely. I'll refresh your memory. If you aren't going to school, then you're paying rent. And right now, it's time to pay the first and last month's rent. Right now? What's going on? I've had time to think. What did I say? It's time. This new watch isn't going to buy itself. Do you have a problem with that? Hold on, Dawn. Are you serious right now? You're doing this for some watch? So what? You don't get to tell me how to spend my money, pup. So what? What are you, cuckoo? Ah! Ugh. How dare you talk to me like that, ungrateful piece of shit. It's a hell of a punch. My ears are still ringing. Pathetic little shit. Get up and get out. I can barely make out what he's saying. I'm gonna see how much I can get for your camera and computer. I better not see you here when I get back. Ouch. My head hurts so much. That punch was brutal. Ugh. What's happening? Oh, you woke up. Good. Olivia, what are you doing? Having some fun. Is that wine? Yeah, why? Want some? I'm not sure if I should. Isn't it still morning? Oh, just shut up and open your mouth. Hee hee, that sounded strange. Whoa! Is there any special occasion? Oh, yes. Can I at least get up first? Nuh-uh, I prefer you like this. That's strange. Olivia's never acted like this before. Hey, I have a great idea. Open your mouth. Alright. Oh, my. This is interesting. What's gotten into her? Maybe she's had too much wine. Enjoy the taste. Mm-hmm. Cheers. The wine tastes divine, almost unreal. Or is it the way it's served? Yes, lick it from my toes. Like the filthy, useless cockroach you are. I always knew you were a dominant bitch deep inside. So why do you allow Dawn to use you like a toy? I can't wrap my head around Olivia. I can't understand why you're doing all of this. Something's not right. That's enough for you. I need to find out what's gotten into her. So what's the occasion? What's the occasion? Wahahaha. Your eviction, honey. What else? Oh, does it really make you this happy? Of course it does, you little bloodsucker. Everything went to shit after we took you in. We used to be happy, you know. Dawn and I had the perfect marriage. But I had to be burdened with the shittiest friend ever. And our fucking spawn. Dawn wouldn't leave me, not with you and the girls. But he couldn't forgive me either. But why? How's that my fault? Do you really need to ask? You killed my dearest friend the moment you were born. You've been a burden since the day you were born. If I was such a burden, why'd you give me up for adoption? Or why didn't you give me up for adoption? Dawn asked me to many times. How could I? I promised her I'd take care of you. Can you imagine my stupidity? Merlin knows I've done enough. Olivia. Wait, what did she just say? Merlin? Don't interrupt me, maggot. How does it feel now to face all your wrongdoings? You're homeless. No one cares about you. You're crippled. No magic in this world can save you, not even Leona's. Leona's? Wait a minute! If I were you, I'd crawl into an empty hole and die. So why don't you? Excuse me? Why don't you crawl up some empty hole and die, huh? Oh, I forgot, because you're already dead. What are you talking about, Grim? Did Donald hit you too hard? I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe Merlin knows. Who are you talking about, Merlin? That's what you just said. You said Merlin knows. Or maybe I misheard you. Yes, that's right. Just like I misheard about Leona's magic, right, Katrina? Crap, you got me. So there's really no need to pretend anymore. I knew it was a trick. At first, it kind of got me, but I learned. Hi there, ugly. Still mad that I chose a better house? Ignorant pig. Get a good laugh. You win this time. It wasn't very hard. You should have drank more of your imaginary wine. Mock me all you want, but I have all the time in the world. One of these nights you won't find a way back. Fuck, that dream was too real. Fuck! I can't leave this like that. I have to... Yeah, okay. I have to find a way to summon Leona. I hope she has some answers. Maybe there's more to find in the sorting foliant. That nightmare made me feel so lonely. I desperately need some real human interactions. I don't have much time if I want to attend Victoria's lesson. I can have a cup of coffee. I can have a cup of coffee with Audrey. Or tell Lily that I won our bet. That seems like a good place to stop, right? I mean, that dream kind of freaked me out. I almost thought it was real and they were fucking with me. It's like, damn. I mean, season 2 wouldn't make a lot of sense if that's how it ended, right? At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Lust Academy, and we will see you next time with more Lust Academy.